Today's daf is Erechim Daf Gimel. We left off on the top of Daf Gimel and Aleph, but we'll pick up again from Daf Bezim and Bez. We'll chazer over that last point in Daf Bezim and Bez. So just as a reminder, the very first word in Maseches Erechim is Hakol, and based on that, we began a discussion when we say Hakol Ma'arichin, so we began a discussion who Hakol comes to include. Whenever we say Hakol, it obviously means to include more than is actually written in the Mishnah, so who is this Hakol coming to include? So once we discuss the Hakol in Hakol Ma'arichin, we go through every other Hakol in Shas and try to figure out who Hakol is coming to teach us about. So we're going to pick up again from the last line of Daf Bez on Bez. Hakol chayavim b'mikra Megillah, Hakol ksherin likros says a Megillah. Everybody's chayav in mikra Megillah and everybody's kosher to read the Megillah. L'suyeh mai. Who does that come to include? L'suyeh nashim. That comes to include nashim. Ukad Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Dam Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Nashim chayavos b'mikra Megillah. Shafein hoi bal sanes. That women are chayav in mikra Megillah because they too were involved in the nes. So that's what the Hakol comes to include. Now the Rashbam in Maseches Pesachim writes that Afin Hoi Bosanes means that it was as a result of women that the Geula happened. It's not just that they were also involved. What Rashbam writes on Kuf Chesam Bezim Pesachim that it was because of women. The Nes was made, happened, the Nes Megillah happened Al Yidei Esther. So Tosos over there asks, and the Shittim Gebetzos over here asks the same question, that it doesn't sound that way from the Lashon of Afin Hoi Bosanes does not sound like they were the cause and the ikker of the nes. It makes it sound much more that they were a tafel. And therefore Tosus explains, Afin Hoi Bosanes means that Afin Hoi Bosa Hasakana, they were threatened every bit as much as men were threatened in the times of Purim, of the Purim story, as well as in the times of Mitzrayim, and because they were included in the Gezer of the Hashman, the Arug Labed, therefore that's what we say, Afin Hoi Bosanes. The miracle for them was as great a salvation as it was for us. That's what that's how Tosfos understands the concept of Afin Hayu Ba'usanes. Now, Tosfos writes, wait a second, why don't we say the same thing by Yetzias Mitzrayim? Why is it that when it comes to the mitzvahs of the Leil HaSeder, we do not use Afin Hayu Ba'usanes to be mechayiv women? We assume, at least the mitzvah star rice, the mitzvah of matzah, let's say, what do we need Gzer Shavah Tezvav? Tezvav asks Tosfos to teach us what do we need to call Shiyashon Bal Tocha Chalmi Shiyashon B'Kumechal Matzah? Teach us that women are chayiv matzah. Anyway, they should be chayiv matzah because Afin Hayu Ba'usanes. So says Tosfos, Afin Hayu Ba'usanes can only work to be mechayiv nashim in dinim drabanan. But dinim daraisa, mitzvos daraisa, Afin Hayu Ba'usanes will not affect mitzvos daraisa. Tosfos Megillah adds that maybe Afin Hayu Ba'usanes can work on mitzvos daraisa, but it would only be a mechayev midrabanan. The mitzvah that would result from Afin Hayu Ba'usanes would only be a mitzvah midrabanan. Sometimes, though, other drashas would lead us to a din daraisa. So that's why we don't use it in terms of matzah. Now Tosfos over here discusses on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph Lasuya Nashim that they're chayiv in mikra Megillah and they could even be motzi men yidei chavasam. So Tosfos writes that that's what Rashi says. That's what Rashi on the page over here says. Almost every Tosfos we had so far quotes Rashi first. Tosfos in a variety of mesechtos are very unique to that mesechta. Unique style in each mesechta. It seems that in Erechin the style is that they always quote the Lashon HaKuntras first. But then Tosfos quotes the famous sheet of the Bahag, where the Bahag writes that women cannot be motzi men in Mikra Megillah. That's what the Bahag writes, that they're only chayiv in Shmia, they're not chayiv in Kriya, merely they don't have the same level of chiyuv that a man has, and therefore they cannot be motzi men in Mikra Megillah. Okay, let's see weiter. It says the Gemara, Hakol chayiv in Bezimun, Lasu Yemayim. We say everybody is chayiv in Zimun. Who is the everybody in that statement? Answers the Gemara, Lasu Yenashim Ravadim, comes to tell me that Nashim Ravadim are chayiv in Zimun as well. The Tanya, Nashim is Zamnos Liatzman, Vavadim is Zamnim Liatzman, that women can make a zimun on their own, and Avadim also can make a zimun on their own. If you look at Tosos writes, what does it mean women can make a zimun on their own? Shalosh nashim. If you have three women together, and also three Avadim. But, shtei nashim, says Tosos, cannot be mitzaref together with a man because they have a different level chiyuv. What's the different level chiyuv? So says Tosos, because by yesh ba anashim shein benashim ba avadim shein anashim omros bris. The entire text of Birchas Hamazon does not apply to Nashim, nor does the entire text apply to Avadim, but the entire text does apply to men, and that's why women cannot be mitzaref with men in the Zimun. Now, why does it matter whether the entire text applies to women or not? So that's the that's in fact Tosos again quoting from Rashi. So the Tzlach, the Maseches Brachos, wonders. He doesn't understand. Birchas Hamazon is different than Birchas Hazimun. Birchas Hazimun, you just have to make it through Azanas Hakol, and then everyone could separate and go their own way with their own text. So just because the entire text doesn't apply to women, why should that preclude them from being starif to a Zimun? Zimun has nothing to do with the mention of Bris or the mention of as far as Avadim are concerned. And the Tzlach says in Maseches Brachos, it's dochak to say that we're choshesh, that if they are mitzarif, they're going to come to hear all of the brachos shalokadin, they'll come to be yotzei in all of the brachos shalokadin. Very, very difficult to accept, very difficult to understand. And the Birkei Yosef in Arachayim, the Chidah, in Birkei Yosef, Arachayim, some Kuf Pei Zayin is medayik in Rashi, that women can learn Torah. And the reason is because, they can mention Torah in Birchas Hamazon. The reason is that even though they're not chayiv in limud Torah, nevertheless, they do have shaychus to Torah because they do kiyum mitzvos. And that kiyum mitzvos is shaychus to Torah. Perhaps what he means is that if they have to do kiyum mitzvos, they have to learn how to do those mitzvos. Mainly, there is some level of Talmud Torah that applies to women. So Birkei Yosef seems not like the Ramah, who says that women are not able to say Torah either. So that's the within the context of their Birchas Hamazon. Now, the other important point over here is that Tosos writes that women, the next line in Tosos, where we left off in that Tosos, Tosos then writes that women being mezamein, tzarech lomar d'reshus hu l'nashim mezamein, aval chiyuv aleka, that it's only a reshus for women to do zimun. It is not a chiyuv for women to do zimun. That's what Tosos writes. And Tosos brings a raya from a gemara in Brachos. It brings a raya from this brisa that shneim sheratzu lezamin mezamnim, that if two people want to do zimun, they can do zimun, because mei anashim is kishtayim. When you have 100 women, that's the same as two men in terms of their abilities in zimun. So you see, women are mezamin liatzman. And we know that Allah says by two men, they have reshus to be mezamin. So male, it stands to reason that when you have a bunch of women that want to do zimun, it's a reshus for them to do zimun, but not a chiv. It's not a chova. Good. That is, and that's Tosos concludes by saying that that's what women are somech on nowadays. That you find that a lot of times women will eat together and they will not do a zimun. Why won't they do a zimun? Because they must hold that it's a reshus and that it's not a chova. Tosos in Maseches Brachos says this way as well. Tosos in Maseches Brachos writes that mitocha sugya tzmavur, that women are able to be mezamein, and that's what Benos Rabbeinu Avram, Chamav Shal Rabbeinu Yehuda, did al pi avihen. The daughters of Rabbeinu Avram, the father-in-law of Rabbeinu Yehuda, used to do. They would make a zimun based on their father's instructions. But the minigolim is not that way. Nashim are not mezamnos, because it's only a reshus for them, mela, they're not mezamin. Now the Bach in Orach Chaim writes that the reason Nashim are not mezamin, the reason it's not a chova for women to be mezamin, is because the chiv birchas hamazon of women in the first place is only a suffek, whether it's a daraisa or a derabanan. And the chiv zimun was nitkan only for someone whose birchas hamazon is a din daraisa. But a woman, well, it's not necessarily so that she's chayeves midaraisa in birchas hamazon. So mele, there's not going to be a din of zimun. The Pnei Yeshua in Brachos Memhem Beis explains that the reason is that we're choshesh that the women are going to come to be motzi men in their chiyuv, and that's why they never took it upon themselves as a chiyuv to do zimun. It remains only a reshus. And Mishum Brur and Kuf Tzadi Tes Sif Katan Tes Zayin writes that we don't find that commonly that women are bekios in birchas hazimun, because that's why they typically don't do it. That's why the practice is that women generally do not do a zimun. That is all Shitas HaTosfos, though, that for women to do a zimun is a reshus. However, the Rosh in Maseches Brachos writes that the Gemara that over here that's marbe women in Zimun is clearly a chiyuv Zimun. We said Hakol Chayovin, and who's Hakol coming to include women? So it's a chav mamish. It's not stam reshus that they have the right to do it. Sounds like it's an absolute chiyuv, just like Hakol Chayovin b'Zimun. So that's explicit. That's Hakol Chayovin, just like Kohanim Levim v'Yisraelim who are mentioned in the Brisa. That call includes women as the same level chiyuv. And furthermore, since women are chayiv in birchas hamazon, whether it be d'oraisa, whether it be d'rabbanon, why shouldn't they be chayiv in zimun, just like men are? However, the Beis Yosef in Divrei Chamudos write, in the name of the Smag, that which the Brisa includes women from the Lashon HaKol Chayavin Bezimun, that means to say that if they eat together with three men, that they need to participate in the Zimun. That this Raya of the Rosh is not such a great Raya. The Raya of the Rosh is, you see, that the Lashon Chayavin is Shaykh to women. Says Beis Yosef in Divrei Chamudos also, yeah, it's Shaykh to women. If there's a zimun going on already with three men, then women are chayavos. But when women are going to make a mizumun amongst themselves, that would remain a reshus as per the shita of Tosfos. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Next price up. Says the Gemara Vayter. Hakol mitstarf in the zimun on the sixth line. Hakol mitstarf in the zimun lasuya mai. Everyone could be mitstarif to a zimun. Who does that come to include? Lasuya katan ayodei lemim avarchin. That comes to include a katan who understands who the bracha is to. Who understands that we're making the bracha takarosh baruchu. So once he's at that level, he could be mitstarif to a zimun. Tosfos points out in the first wide line. Lo kaimel in kavasei. El kadam Rabbi Yosef Yerushalmi kama zimun achlis emab. That even though there's an explicit Gemara black and white that Ketanim are mitstarif to Zimun, the Baal Yatos says we pass kana the Yerushalmi. That the Yerushalmi says that you're not mitstarif a child in Zimun until he's maybe shtei saros, until he reaches Gadlus, a very fundamental machlokas, and this machlokas finds its way onto the pages of Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber holds that Ketanim can be counted in a zimun. In fact, many Sephardic homes, they do count katanim in a zimun. Ashkenazim do not. Ashkenazim paskin like the Baalei HaTosfos, where we do not count katanim in a zimun. It's interesting. What about when you have a child, a Sephardi, and an Ashkenazi eating together? So the Sephardi, from his perspective, it's created a chi of zimun. So the Chari, he should have to be mezamein. The Ashkenazi certainly wouldn't have to, but maybe the fact that it's a reshus would allow him to participate. I think that's what the poskim say, that you would go with the Sephardi's needs and actually do a zimun involving the child. So anyway, so that's what the hakol is coming to include when we say hakol mitstar from the zimun. Back in the Gemara, Damar Rav Nachman, ayodeh l'mi mevarchin mezamein alav. If someone is at the age where he knows l'mi mevarchin, he understands that he's blessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then he's old enough to be mitstarif to zimun. Hakol mitamin beziva lasuye mai. When we say everyone can be mitame beziva, who does that come to include? Lasuye tinok ben yomo. That comes to include even a one-day-old child. If he has a flow come out of his body, he could become a zav. Titanya, because we have a brisa that darshins as follows. Ish, matamalomer ish. Why does the pasuk have to say ish twice? Right, the pasuk says daber al bnei Yisrael v'matamalehem ish ki yezav mi b'saroz zavotamehu. A double lashon of ish. Why does it have to say ish twice? L'rabbos tinok ben yom echad shematame b'ziva div Rabbi Yehuda. Comes to include even a tinok ben yom echad that he too can be metame b'ziva. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osh Rabbi Yochanan Baroka omer ve'eno tzarech harei omer v'azav esavo l'zachor l'nekeva. Zachar kol shu zachar ben katan ben gadol. Zachar implies any male, regardless of age, whether he be a katan or a gadol. L'nekeva kol shi nekeva ben katan ben gadol. And l'nekeva comes to include any female, whether she's very young or whether not, whether she's already older. Im kein matam lomer ish. So what do we need ish for if I already know that a katan ben yom echad is already mitame b'ziva from zachar? So dibretar kolashem bnei adam. The Torah sometimes speaks b'lashem bnei adam. So sometimes people repeat themselves, so the Torah repeats itself as well. Fine, the next hakol. Hakol mitamin bitame meis lasuyemai. When we say that hakol, everybody, is mitame bitame meis, who does that come to include? Lasuye katan, that comes to include a katan. Salka dait chamina isha shu yitma velo yischato, ish in katan lo. So I would think that only a man is included, but not a katan in tumas meis, if he touches a dead body, to become tame. Kamash malon, v'al nefashos, asher hayusham. That's why the pasuk comes to teach me on v'al nefashos, asher to teach me that even any age person is metame to a dead body. El ish lemute mais. Then what's the word ish coming to exclude? Where does tumas mais not apply? Lemute katan mikares. It's coming to tell me that if a katan were metame to a dead body and then he went into the Beis Hamikdash, he wouldn't be chayv kares for his transgression. But not that he's not tame. Of course he's tame when he touches a dead body. Just to tell me that he's not going to be chayv kares. So Rashi writes that that's referring to being nichnas lemikdash, that normally a regular person is metame to a dead body, then goes into the Beis Hamikdash with that tuma, is going to be chayv kares. But a katan is not alav baronshim. He's tame. He's metame ochlin umashkin, just like a gadol will be metame ochlin umashkin after touching a dead body. But he's not going to be chayv kares. So it sounds from Rashi that the ikra miyot is simply that he's not a baron shint. I mean, it's not going to be chayv of punishment. So Shittim Press has asked a very fundamental question. A katan is never a baron shint for anything. Why do I need a miyot dafka by Tumas Meis to tell me that he's not a baron shint when it comes to Tumas Meis, when it comes to entering the Mikdash, bituma? So the Shittim is mitarets that that's only once we know by Tumah that he's not a Baron Shim. So then, not once we know, but that one might have thought that since we are Marbehim in the Tumah, we'd be Marbehim in the Onesh for that Tumah as well. Meaning once we include him in the ability to become Tameh, one might have thought that we would include him in the ability to transmit the Tumah as well. That's one teretz that the Shittim Gvetz says. Another teretz he says is that the pasuk is coming to him in Ma'id from Kares in a situation where he became Tameh when he was a Katan, and before purifying from that Tumah, he became a Gadol, and then entered the Beis Hamikdash as a Gadol. So he is a Baron Shem as a Gadol. But Shilin Gvetz says, well, that answer would certainly explain why we need such a Chiddush, that he's going to be Pater, but it's too great a Chiddush. The Gemara didn't say that explicitly. The Gemara wanted to tell me something that's such a great Chiddush, that even though he's already a Gadol, that he's allowed to enter, that he's not going to be punished for entering the Beis Hamikdash because the Tumah was contracted when he was a Katan. If he really wanted to tell me such a Chiddush, so then it should have said such a Chiddush Beferish. Very, very difficult to say that that would be that's what the Gemara means. Now Rav Yosef Engel and Lekach Tov, Rav Yosef Engel and Lekach Tov Klal Yodalid has a Ha'ara. He points out that if the Tchilas Tumah was when he was a Katan, so nevertheless he's always Nogeya Ba'atzmo. So it would turn out that when he's Higdil and he grows up a little bit and he's touching himself, because he is himself, so he should be, he's being Makabel Tumah anew when he's a Gadol. So it's like a Gadol that was Nogeya B'Katan. So he'd be Tameh anyway. So he says, according to the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, Maseches Chulin, that Maga Beis Hastarim is not Metameh, then we'd be able to make a little more sense of it. Because Maga Beis Hastarim is not Metameh, then his Maga of himself would only be Maga Beis Hastarim, so maybe he wouldn't be Tameh. Okay, weiter in the Gemara. Hakol metamin bin negoyim lasuyemai. We say that everybody is Tameh, everybody can become Tameh Tumas negoyim. Who does that come to include? Says Gemara lasuye katan, that also comes to include a child. Sal kadai techamina ish tzeruah ksiv, ish in katan lo. I might have thought since the pasuk says ish tzeruah, that only an ish can have tzeruah, so katan cannot. Kamash melon. So that's what comes to teach me that he can. But frak the Gemara, wait a second. By every other Kamash Malan, we had a reason that he can, meaning a reason that our Havamin is incorrect. Over here, we just said Kamash Malan. We didn't give a pasuk or something that tells us that a Katan can have Tzaras. Ve'machinami, so maybe we should say Machinami, he can't. Adam Kiyah Bar Besoro, Mikal Makam. No, pasuk says Adam Kiyah Bar Besoro, and we assume that means Mikal Makam, no matter who the person is. Vela Ishlam, at least, so what does the word Ish come to teach me if even a Katan can have Tumas Tzaras? Lichadetanya, to teach me the following braisa. Ish, eni ala ish, isha minayin. I would only know that a man can have tumas tzaraas. How do I know a woman also? Kshomer vatsarua, reikan shnayim. From the word vatsarua, it implies that there are multiple people, not just multiple types of people that can have tzaraas. Not just a man, a woman too. Imkein matam lomer ish. Why does it then say ish? Le'inyin shel mata. Ish poreo foreim ve'in isha poraas uforamas. Is there to teach me that a man does priya ufrima, growing his hair long and tearing his garments? A woman does not do priya ufrima as a mitzora. So she can become a mitzoraas, she can have tzoraas, but she doesn't do priya ufrima. Now, a couple of points over here. First of all, the Gemara said everyone's metami v'negayim to include even a katan, because we would have thought ish teaches me not a katan. Says the Nesivos HaKodesh, even though the Gemara is going to say later on that al shiva dvarim negayim bayim, that there are seven reasons that people become tame with tzaraas, meaning seven averos a person might do for which the punishment is that he gets tzaraas. So then min hadin, we should not be knowing negayim by katanim, because katanim are not b'nei onshim. So how could they ever have tzaraas? They can't get punished for anything that they have done. So he points out that the Gemara in Shabbos, Taflim Beis and Beis, writes that ketanim are sometimes netnash based on avon avosehim, based on the sins of their fathers. So maybe that's what's going on over here. A katan will get tzaraas, and even though it's true, tzaraas is a spiritual ailment that comes from doing averos. Yeah, all of that is true, but maybe it's on his own averos. Maybe it's his father's averos for which he's going to suffer this spiritual ailment. That's one point. Another point, the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos writes that a mitzoraas is eino poraas ve'eino foramas, Aval ta'ata al safam, meaning she has to cover her head until all the way down to like the mouth area, and that way she publicizes that she's tamei like all other people who have tumas tzaraas. And the Achronim asked that the Rambam, the Alech Hazaka, writes that a tzaraas is in a paras vein of ramas, but he doesn't say v'loata al safam. He says yoshevasi chutz le'ir modia la'acherim she tameya. So it sounds from the Rambam that she does not have to do the ta'ata al safam. So it seems like a stira in the Rambam. It's a very beautiful biur I saw in the name of the Sefer Zecher Yitzchak. I'm not sure who the Sefer Zecher Yitzchak is, but a very beautiful biur into as to why it is or what the mechanics are of this din of tzaraas, this quasi din of tzaraas that a woman has. Because if you think about it, din of tzaraas include many things. Some of the things that they include is the din of priya and the din of frima. Why should it be that a woman is included in tzaraas but doesn't have priya or frima? So the Zecher Yitzchak suggests the following. The din of tumas tzaraas is tzvei dinim. There's a din of tuma, and there's also a din of avelus. It's as if the person is being misavel on themselves. The din of priya and frima is a din in avelus. It's not a din in tuma. The isser for mitzorot have tashma shamita, also a din in avelus, not a din in tuma. And that's why a mitzoraas, she has a din of mitzoraas, she gets tzoraas, but only in regards to the dinim of tuma, not in regards to the dinim of avelus. And based on that, he could explain a very difficult Rashi in Nida Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, where Rashi writes that a mitzoraas, who also happened to have been a zava, and then she becomes tahora from her zov, she could bring a korban on the ziva right away, and then she will not be metame her boel, and she doesn't need to wait until she's metare herself from the nega as well to bring the korban. The korban for the ziva, she could bring earlier while she still has the nega tzaraas. Frecht the Turei Even and the Rashash, a mitzvah is not allowed to bring karbanos. So why is the woman who becomes tar from her ziva allowed to bring karbanos? Says the Zecher Yitzchak, beautiful. Why can't you bring karbanos when you're a mitzvah? Is that a din in tuma, or is that a din in avelus? He says that's a din in avelus. And we just said women are not included in the avelus element of tzaraas. Women are only included in the tuma element of tzaraas. Memela works out very beautifully, that a woman would be allowed to send the karban, even though she is still a mitzora. And in fact, the Chidush HaGrach, Reb Chaim, in the stencil, Simanayim Beis, gives the same basic yisod. These Tzveidinim in a mitzora. And the Shir HaGrid of Soloveitchik also says the same thing, B'shem, his uncle, the Brisker Rav. And Brisker Rav pointed to a Tosos HaRosh HaMoed Katan, where it pretty much says it mefurash, that a mitzora is not Mishaleich Kabanos because of Dinei Avelos, not because of Dinei Tzara'as, not because of Dinei Tumas Tzara'as. Two totally separate dinim, avelus and tumas tzaras. Okay, says the Gemara, weiter now. Hakol ksheir niros es hanegayim lasu yemai. We say everyone is kosher to see the negayim, to paskin on the negayim. So who does that come to include? Normally, in order for a nega to be declared tame, you need a kohen to see it and the kohen to declare it tame. So who does that come to include? Who does that call come to include? Lasu yeshenu baki behenu b'shmol sehen. Comes to include even a kohen who doesn't really know the negayim. He doesn't recognize all the negayim, and a tamil chacham who's Yisrael comes along with him and says, you know, that one you should say Tameh. The Talmud Chacham was Yisrael can't because he's not a Kohen, so he can't declare Tameh. His declaration would be meaningless. But the Kohen is useless on his own in this case because the Kohen's not Maris. He doesn't know anything about the Negayim. So the Talmud Chacham could say, yeah, the halacha is that one is Tameh. And then the Kohen would have to give that declaration that that it is in fact Tameh. So says the Gemara, V'hamar Mar, Eino Baki Ben Mishvoseyin, Eino Roos HaNegayim. But wait a second, I thought we held that if the guy doesn't know what he's talking about, he's not allowed to paskin on Negayim. How can we say that a kol comes to include the guy who doesn't know what he's talking about? Amar Ravina Lokasha, Had the Masbri Levi Savar, Had the Masbri Levi Lo Savar. It depends how far off he is from understanding. If he's a person that even after you explain it to him, he still doesn't get it, so then he's not allowed to see Negayim. But if he's the kind of Kohen where at least if you were to explain it to him, he understands it, and then he could declare Tamei, so that such a person could go along with the Talmud Chacham and could declare Negayim. Very important comment Tosos has over here. Frek Tosos, if he's a guy who, when you explain it to him, will understand it, and will therefore say Tamei, so why is that any different than having a Talmud Chacham? Meaning, Mali, if he learned it in the Beis Medrash 15 years ago when he was in Yeshiva, or if he learned it right now, either way, he knows. He knows what he's saying. So what's the big chiddush that Masbri Levi Savar, that he's able to declare a nega to be Tamei? So says Tosos, unbelievable. Because all he knows is this nega. He doesn't have a broad picture of Hilchos Negayim in general. And without that broader picture, one might have thought that he should not be allowed to paskin. Kamash Milan, as long as there's Yisrael Chacham with him, he can paskin. This is a very important mussar in terms of Psak Halacha in general, that sometimes people think they can paskin Halacha because they learned that sugya, that mesechta, whatever it might be. But sometimes for Psak Halacha, and all the time really, for Psak Halacha, a broader knowledge base is required. That's why it's not a good idea for Rabban to only specialize in one area, to only know that area well. If they know that area well, then generally that leads to incompetence in Psak. Because Divrei Torah, Aniyim B'makom Echad, Ashirim B'makom Acher, if a person's going to paskin, they have to have a broad picture of the Torah. Okay, says the Gemara, Vayter now. Hakol ksheirin lekadesh lasu yemai. Anyone is kosher to be mekadesh. Mekadesh over here means to sanctify the Efer Paraduma with the Mechatas. So who does that come to include? Rabbi Yehuda lasu yekata, and Rabban lasu yisha. According to Rabbi Yehuda, comes to include kata, and according to Rabban, comes to include the isha. Ditnan hakol ksheirin lekadesh chutz mecher shkotiv kata. Rabbi Yehuda machshir kata, and apostle bishav androgynous. So there you have machlokas by kata and machlokas by isha. When we say that anyone could do the sprinkling of the paradum ashes, who does that come to include? Lasuye arel. That comes to include even an arel, even someone who doesn't have a bris milah. Ukas Rav Lazar, Dam Rav Lazar, arel shehiza haza asuk shera. An arel that does the sprinkling, his hazaa is going to be kasher. Hakol shochtin lasuye mai. When we say that anybody could shecht, who does that come to include? So Chadal Asuya Kuti, well, it says HaKol Shochtin twice in Maseches Chulin. Two separate Mishnayos. So one of them is coming to tell me that even a Kuti could do it. V'Chadal Asuya Yisrael Mumar. One of the Pesukim is coming to tell me that Yisrael Mumar can do the Shechita. HaKol Malin Eretz Yisrael Asuya Yemai. For me, this is a Daf Yomi coincidence, because I'm here in Eretz Yisrael right now. HaKol Malin Eretz Yisrael Asuya Yemai. When we say that anyone can force others to go to Eretz Yisrael. Who does that come to include? La'asuye avadim, that even an eved can force them to go to Eretz Yisrael. What does that mean? So Machlokas Rashi tells us here. Says Rashi, let's say a person has an eved kanani that's mahul, and he wants to sell the eved kanani, and the eved says, if you're selling me, you're only allowed to sell me to Israeli owners. I only want to go to Eretz Yisrael. The Eved could call the shots, and he could determine that he's only going to be sold. Eved Kanani can determine he's only going to be sold to someone who lives in Eretz Yisrael. And Ksuvis Rashi says a different shot, that you can, if you own an Eved Ivri and you want to make Aliyah, the Eved Ivri can't say, no, I live here, I want to stay in Chutz Laretz. You can force the Eved Ivri to make Aliyah with you. Tosav here quotes the Shita of the Ri, that the Eved could force the master to go to Eretz Yisrael. If the Eved says, what kind of Jew are you? You live in Chutz Laretz. I want this family to make Aliyah. And the master says, I'm not interested. I don't want to make Aliyah. I have my business here. I have my my community here. Whatever it is, the Eved could say, oh yeah, then you have to free me. And the master will tak, I have to free him because of that. That even an Eved could be mala everybody to Eretz Yisrael. That's the most extreme position, certainly, the sheet of the Ri, that the Eved can call the shots in that way. What about those that say that learned avadim beferish, that avadim could be malus, then what's that call coming to include? It's coming to include even from a nice neighborhood to a bad neighborhood. If you live in a nice neighborhood in Chutz Laretz and you want to move to a bad neighborhood in Eretz Yisrael, still you can force the family to go. And not everybody. Not everybody can take you out of Eretz Yisrael. That even includes an Eved who ran from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. Hakol Malin Yerushalayim. Everyone is Malin Yerushalayim. Asuye Minava Hayafel Inava Ra'a. That comes to include even in a situation, again, where you're moving from a nicer neighborhood outside of Yerushalayim to a less nice Yerushalayim neighborhood. Veina Kol Motziin Asuye Mai. What does Veina Kol Motziin come to include? Asuye Minava Ra'a, Inava Yafel. To come to include going from a bad neighborhood to a good neighborhood. Hakol chayavin besukkah, kaihanim levim v'israelim. Everybody's chayavin sukkah. So we just finished going through all of Shas every time it says hakol and trying to figure out what it comes to include. Now we're going to go back to some of the previous discussions and we're going to say, wait a second, some of these times where we said hakol, so there wasn't such a great chiddush in the Mishnayos. So let's go back. Hakol chayavin besukkah, kaihanim levim v'israelim. Pshita. Forget about who the Hakol came to include. Just Pasha reading in the Mishnah, everybody's Chayiv in Sukkah, Kohanim Levim Yisraelim. Of course Kohanim Levim Yisraelim. If it's not going to be Kohanim Levim Yisraelim and a Chayiv in Sukkah, then who would be Chayiv in Sukkah? So what's the whole Chiddush? So answers the Gemara, Kohanim in Strichle. The Chiddush is that Kohanim, Salkadei Techamina Holoksiv, Basukos Teshvu, Vamamar, Teshvu Shivas Yamim, came to Duru, that since we have a Drosha of Teshvu came to Duru, they supposed to live in Sukkah the same way you live in your house. So Madira Ishvi Ishto, just like in your house, it's man and wife together. Af Sukkah Ishvi Ishto, therefore I would assume that in Sukkah you have to be able to live with your wife. Vahani Kohanim Hol B'nei Avodin Inu Lo L'Chayvu, and therefore Kohanim should be exempt from Sukkah, because since they have to do the Avodah, they can't become a Balkari. Memela, they're not allowed to live with their wives. So if they're not allowed to live with their wives over the course of the Yantif because they're so busy doing the Avodah, so they should be entirely potter from Sukkah. Kamashvula, and that's why it comes to tell me, Nihi de Petir b'shas Avodah, below Shas Avodah Chiv Mechayvi, that even though in a Chinami they are potter at Shas Avodah, but when they're not doing the Avodah, they're going to be Chayv. Midi de Hava, a Holchei Drachim. Just like travelers, Domer Mar, Holchei Drachim Biyom, Ptur Min HaSukkah Biyom, Lechayvim Belayla, travelers are potter from Sukkah while they're traveling, but as soon as they rest from their travels, then they're going to be chayiv in Sukkah again. So it's not an all or nothing kind of thing. Say, Hinami, when Kohanim are doing the Avodah, they're potter from Sukkah. But as soon as they're done with their Avodah, they're going to go back to having a chiyuv in Sukkah again. Now, Tosfos over here says that the Gemara could have said that there's a chiddush in the Levim also, because the Levim also need to be porish from their wives to do their shmirah of the Mikdash, because they have to, in 21 different places around the Beis HaMikdash, the Levim have to serve. And they also can't be with their wives. So why are we saying that the Chiddush is only in Kohanim and not in Levim? That's the Kasha that Tosfos asks. Now, it's interesting, some of the Achronim raise a Kasha, that you could say the same thing with Yisraelim. The Tshuva Me'ava and the Cheshek Shalom point out, every Yisrael has to be porish from his wife, because they all have to do Re'ias Panim Ba'azara, and they all have to eat the Shalmei Simcha. And if they have Tumas Keri, they became Tamei that day from Bal Keri, from sleeping with their wives, maybe they wouldn't be able to eat the Shalmei Simcha. They wouldn't be able to do Re'ias Panim Ba'azara. So shouldn't the Havamina be about all Jews, not just Kohanim, and as the Gemara said, and not just Levim, as Tosa said, but even all Jews, says the Cheshek Shlomo and the Tshuva Me'ava? So the Metari, that which the Torah says, Shivas Yom Teshu, when we darshan Teshu came to Duru, doesn't mean that for all 7 days you need to be Ra'ui L'dira Imishto. It means that even if you're missing one day where you're not going to be able to be with your wife, you're still Mekayim the Mitzvah of Sukkah. And therefore it could be that the Jew, that regular Yisraelim could be Mekayim Ri'as Panim Ba'azara on day one, and then the rest of Yantif, they'll be Ish B'Ishto together in the Sukkah. So they're going to be Chayiv in Sukkah. So it turns out that they're going to be Chayiv in Sukkah even on day one, because it could be that there will be Ish V'Ishto, because they're going to be Nogea to Ish V'Ishto by the next day. And the same is true in the midst of Simcha, even though it's knowing every single day, it's Lav Davka B'Shalmei Simcha. True, you need to do mitzvah simcha throughout Yantif, but Shalmei Simcha only has to be the first day. So it's only really one day where Yisrael is not going to be allowed to be with his wife. Okay, that's one point. Another important point over here. We said Komash Malan, that granted Kohanim are Patur when they're doing the Avodah, but Shalom B'Shas Avodah, they're Chayiv. So Rashi writes that the Brice is coming to teach us that even though Kohanim are not able to be Mikayim, Teshu came to Duru, Ish V'Ishto, nevertheless, when it's possible for them to do so, they're going to be Chayiv. It's only B'Shas Avodah that they're Patur, Shalom B'Shas Avodah, they're Chayiv in Sukkah. So there's a very well-known Ramah. The Ramah struggles with why it is, the Ramah in Simin Taf Reish Lamed Tes Sif Beis struggles with why it is that so many people have a minhag or do not have the minhag to sleep in the sukkah nowadays. And he says, you know, some people say because it's so cold, but he says, I don't think that's the real reason. He says, I think the real reason is because Teshu came to Duru, and the way a normal man lives is Ish V'Ishto, the way he lives the whole year. And when you don't have a private sukkah where you're going to be able to sleep comfortably with your wife, where a man's going to be able to have tashmish with his wife, so Meili is going to be Pater. But then the Ramah says, but still, Tov L'Hachmir. I still think it's Kedai, people should be Machmir to sleep in sukkah. So Magen Avraham says that the Ramah is Muchach from our sugya, because our Gemara says that B'Shas Avodah, Kohanim are Taka Pater, because they can't have Teshu came to Duru, Ish V'Ishto together. But he raises the problem that the Gemara in Sukkah says that I would have thought women are chayiv in Sukkah because of Teshuva came to Duru, that in order for a man to be Yotzei Yiskriv Sukkah, he needs his wife there, you need Diras Ish V'Ishto. So Kamash Malan, that Nashmar Peturos from Sukkah. So it sounds like the Maskaros HaGemara is that you don't need Ish V'Ishto. So that's what that's the Kasha the Magen Avraham raises. So he says, no, that even the Gemara, even though the Gemara patters Nashim, but maybe the chiv of the Baal is only in a kind of sukkah where a woman could comfortably be there with her husband. But if it's a kind of sukkah where a woman cannot comfortably be there with her husband, maybe then she would taka be petura. Okay, let's see the Gemara Vaiter now. So says the Gemara, two dots, yeah. Hakol chayev mitzitzis kohanim levim yisraelim. We said that everyone's chayev mitzitzis kohanim levim and yisraelim. Pshita, of course everyone's chayev mitzitzis. So why would we think anyone's potter? So kohanim mitzrichle. The chiddush is kohanim. Salka deidech amino holksev losu b'shatnes gedilim taselucha mandalo shtori klayim legabei b'levisha hudim chayev mitzitzis. I might have thought that only someone who's never allowed to wear shatnes is going to be chayev in the mitzvah of tzitzis. But kohanim ani kohanim hol vishtori klayim legabei lo lechayevim. since they're allowed to wear shatnas, the avnet is shatnas, the big dekuna, so I might have thought they're not included in the mitzvah of tzitzis. Kamash malan, nihid ishtari bidan avoda, blo yidan avoda lo ishtari. And that's why it comes to teach me, no. Kohanim are allowed to wear shatnas, but that's only b'shas avoda. It's not an all-out heter for them to wear shatnas. So, the drush is true. Only someone who's also to wear shatnas is included in the mitzvah of tzitzis, but it has to be someone who, but even Kohanim are also to wear shatnas. It's only b'shas avoda that they have a special exemption that they're allowed to wear shatnas. Hakol chayavin b'tfilin, kohanim levi'im yisraelim, shita. So again, it's pashut that everyone's chayavin tfilin. Why would I think anybody's potter? So kohanim is tzrichle, the chiddush is kohanim, salta, daidich amin ha'ol, ksev k'shatam nosal yedecha, ve'yil totav, hoz b'ninecha, kol di sebi mitzvah di'ad, yisib b'mitzvah di'rosh, v'ani kohanim ha'ol v'lesnu b'mitzvah di'ad, d'chsev yil b'ashal b'saro, shalo yedav r'chotzeit b'nol v'ein b'saro, e'm mitzvah di'rosh, nami lo l'chayv. I might have thought that kohanim are potter from tfilin because they clearly do not have to wear tefillin shel yad, because it would prove to be a chatzitza for the big day kohuna, and the halacha is the big day kohuna have to go directly on the skin, so the tefillin can't be under the big day kohuna, that'll be a chatzitza for the big day kohuna. The tefillin can't go over the big day kohuna will be a chatzitza for the tefillin. So I might think that they're part from tefillin shel rosh as well. That's what comes to teach me, that even though they are in fact part from tefillin shel yad, they're not part from tefillin shel rosh. Kiditan, tefillah shal yad in a makeves, shal rosh, in a makeves shal rosh, shal rosh in a makeves shal yad. Tefillah shal yad is not makev the kiyumitz of tefillah shal rosh, and shal rosh is not makev tefillah shal yad. Umayshna di yad, duchsiv yilba shal besar rosh, nami ksiv santa mesef shal rosh. Oh, frak the Gemara, wait a second. Why is it that they can't wear tefillah shal yad? Because it's chatzitza. Isn't it a chatzitza if they wear tefillin shel rosh as well? The mitznefes has to be directly on the head, so the tefillin shel rosh should get in the way. And says the Gemara, Tana Sa'aro Hayanira Bein Tzitz Mitznefes Shesham Aniach Tefillin. Now the hair of the Kohen would stick out a little bit between the tzitz and the mitznefes, and that was the makom where they would put on the tefillin. That was the makom where they were able to put on tefillin on the spot where that was open between the tzitz and the mitznefes. Now, just one thing I didn't mention before, when it came to shatnas, we said kohanim are allowed to wear shatnas, so I might have thought that they're not chayv in tzitzis. And kamash malon, no, they're only allowed to wear shatnas b'shas avoda. Now, in the shayl sechuvas base halevi, Chelik Aleph Simin Aleph, the very first tshuva in the Beis Halevi, knows Dalin, he points out ha'ara that the big day kuhuna, there's no isra shatnas at all, because mitzvah slav lehanas, the whole isra of shatnas to be nene from levisha, from wearing shatnas. But over here, the big day kuhuna is a fulfillment of a mitzvah, and mitzvah slav lehanas, so therefore there's no violation at all of shatnas. So he says, no, what you have to say is, since the nitnah Torah of the Melech HaSharis, it has to be that the Kohen does get hanar from the big day kuhuna, even shalom b'shas avoda. How so? Because he's got to get dressed before he starts the avoda. So before he begins the avoda, there are those few moments that in time where he's having hanas levisha from the shatnas, and yet the Torah allows it. The Torah allows him to have that hanas levisha, even though it's not b'shas avoda mamish. The other Teretz Beis Halevi suggests that which the Gemara Nivama says that only levisha that has hanaa associated with it is aser, it doesn't mean that you have to actually get hana'a from wearing the shatnas. So we're hearing a chinami, mitzvah zav le'anos, that he's not getting the hana'a. What it means is it has to be the kind of levisha that gives a person hana'a. This kind of levisha, it's a normal wearing of clothing, just happens to be a mitzvah, this kind of levisha would in fact give a person a hana'a. Let's see a little bit weiter, we'll finish up here. Hakol chayavim b'tkiya shofar, first wide line, Hakol chayavim b'tkiya shofar, kohanim levi'im yisrael b'shita, of course everybody's chayavim b'tkiya shofar, why would I think otherwise? Kohanim b'tzrichale, salda b'edich min ha'ol k'siv yom t'ruo yelachem, mandal yisrael b'tkiya d'chad yom ha'chayv, ani kohanim ol v'yisno b'tkiya kuli shasa, d'chsiv k'tkatam ha'chatzot sal v'sechem, yom ha'ol chayvu. I might have thought that the only people who are chayv in tekiya shofar are people who only do one tekiya a year, but kohanim do tekiyas chatzotzos all year round, and maybe therefore they're not chayv in tekiya shofar. So says Mar, midami, how could you have such a havamin? That's ridiculous. The tekiyas that the kohanim do all year round does not do the shofar. Hasam chatzotzos hacha shofar. And says Mar, itzrich sal kedai techavina hol utnan shava hayovel rosh hashanah letekiyol lebrachos tiisi b'mitzvos yovel. Isei b'mitzvahs Rosh Hashanah, to leisei b'mitzvahs Yovel, leisei b'mitzvahs Rosh Hashanah. I might have thought that only those who are included in the mitzvahs of Yovel, are the tekiah by Yovel, are included in the tekiah by Rosh Hashanah. V'hanikani ho v'lasu b'mitzvahs Yovel, kohanim are not included in the mitzvahs of Yovel, d'tnan, kohanim levim, mochrin li'olam, begol li'olam, kohanim and levim can always sell their fields, even in the year of Yovel, they're able to sell karka, as opposed to Yisrael, is not able to sell karka during a Yovel year. So I might think, that Kohanim are pater from the mitzvah of Tekiah Rosh Hashanah as well. Kamash Blan therefore comes to tell me that Kohanim are chayiv in the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah, in the mitzvah of Tekiah of Rosh Hashanah. Okay, we'll stop there, but Hashem will pick up tomorrow on the very top of Daf, Dalet Amud Aleph.